Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of the 12 Beers of Christmas in our True Crime Brewery Christmas bonus series. And what this one is about, it's about an estranged husband who dressed up in a Santa suit and he went and killed a bunch of family members on Christmas morning.
Yeah, this is a gruesome murder.
Yes.
Murders.
And it happened around Dallas, Texas in 2011.
Fairly recent.
Yes. But first of all, let me read a 5-star review.
Love those 5-star reviews.
Okay, so this one is by Wet Smoke. Such an enjoyable podcast. I just discovered this podcast today, and I have binged through literally 5 hours so far. Jill and Dick are such an adorable couple. Aw. They make me smile so many times throughout the episodes. They're smart, they do great research, and they keep it interesting. Thank you both for a wonderful podcast. Well, thank you, Wet Smoke.
Wet Smoke, you couldn't have said it any better.
So, Wet Smoke, I would just like to welcome you to the brewery. And Dick, you can tell us what your beer is now.
Today's beer is called Great Lakes Christmas Ale, which is brewed by Great Lakes Brewing Company in Cleveland, Ohio. Another winter warmer. So a lot of Christmas beers are winter warmers.
Well, that makes sense.
I can't get away from that.
That's fine.
So this one, Great Lakes Christmas Ale, is a dark amber with a 1 finger's worth of white head. It has a caramel aroma with some honey and spice. Taste is pretty much following the nose, caramel, honey, spice, a little bit of cocoa, chocolate. Medium-bodied. Nice drinking beer.
That sounds like the beer that Santa Claus would drink if Santa Claus drank beer.
Well, yeah, he would. And how do we know he doesn't drink beer? He's a jolly old elf.
That's true. He might. Are you doing old Fezziwig at all?
Yes, I think I'm doing that somewhere down the row.
Okay, good. I was hoping you would, because that's just a Christmas classic beer for me.
Yeah.
Brings back some good memories of Christmases past.
Well, I think I have that on the list of things to come.
Great.
And if I don't, I'll put it in there.
Okay. And what's the glassware?
The glassware for most of these winter warmers is going to be a pint glass, a very pedestrian pint glass.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to put it in a snifter, you can. But
I was thinking of putting it, like, in a nice mug.
Sure.
A nice winter mug.
You can put it. I mean, glassware is glassware.
So here's a weird question that might just freak you out is, can you ever heat up beer and drink it hot? Have you ever heard of that? Because people do it with cider.
I suppose you could. I mean, a lot of beers are meant to be drunk at room temperature.
Well, yeah, I know that you like them at room temperature a lot, but I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. I've never had a hot beer.
No, but you've had, like, cider, hard cider hot.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay.
Okay. Well, maybe next time you're advocating for beer, you could look it up. See if anyone does that.
I'll make a special concoction and try a warmed beer.
Yeah, I just wonder, would it ruin anything to heat it up? Would it kill off any of the flavors?
I don't know. It just sounds kind of ucky to me.
I don't know. I knew it would freak you out, but it crossed my mind. I thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's open them up. Okay, Dickie, let's take these glasses and these beers and head on down to the quiet end of the bar. They're getting used to us. We're here every night now.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, they're back again. But I'm noticing Santa's not here tonight.
Oh, no.
And neither is his little helper in her little black dress.
I wonder where they went.
They might be discussing toys.
Yep, or elves.
Or elves, or something.
Something Christmas related.
They're not here. I kind of miss them.
Well, maybe he'll show up. Let's just get started on the episode, and they might show up.
They could. Let's see.
Still early. Okay. So while we're waiting for them to show up, let's move on down there.
Here we go.
All right, let's start off this episode. So this is a real horrifying case that I found. It was in Dallas in 2011, and 7 people were gunned down. And I think there were 6 people killed plus a suicide on this father that was dressed in a Santa suit.
Yeah, this is just a horrific crime.
Yeah.
And he's killing his whole family. And he's dressed up as Santa. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm thinking he had a psychotic break or something. Unless he was dressed as Santa for something else and just didn't change.
Yeah, I don't think that was the case.
No? You think he dressed up just for the killing?
He dressed up that way for the killing.
Well.
Which makes it even weirder for me.
Yeah. Well, it's a community of about 40,000 people, and it's 30 miles northwest of downtown Dallas. It's called Grapevine, and it's known for its wine tasting salons, and it was recently proclaimed by the state Senate as the Christmas capital of Texas.
There you go.
Well.
Maybe not anymore.
Maybe not anymore. That's right. So there was a 911 call, but the person on the call didn't say anything. So there was just this call with nobody talking, and they did go out
silence,
to the house.
Silence on the air.
Right.
That's an eerie thing.
Yeah, it is. So, friends say that Aziz, I'm just going to massacre this name. Are you better at it? You want to pronounce it?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't think I can pronounce it any better when I looked at his name.
Yeah, but I have a problem with pronouncing things sometimes. Aziz
Yazdan Panash.
Okay. So he was 56, and he likely showed up unexpectedly on Christmas morning, as he'd not been invited to the party. So the family at this apartment was his estranged wife and their two kids and some in-laws, right?
Right.
And they'd had a party the night before, a big Christmas Eve celebration.
Yeah, a huge party.
Yeah.
I mean, there were like 100 people there.
And maybe that pissed him off. He wasn't invited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you would expect to be invited. They've been estranged for several months.
Yeah, but
according to the report.
I mean, I see pictures of him. He's like a handsome, professional-looking guy in a suit.
He is.
Yeah, but older, gray-haired guy.
Yeah, but I don't see why he'd necessarily feel pissed off about not being invited.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he didn't want to be separated from the wife, and she did.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. So the victims were identified. It was his wife, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce her name. She was 55, and the couple's two children, Nana and Allie, and they were teenagers. So that's pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, those are older kids.
Yeah.
And then he took out his sister-in-law.
Yep, he also killed his sister-in-law's family. So, 58-year-old woman and her husband. I don't know who the other one was, a brother-in-law?
No, it was the sister-in-law's child.
Yeah, who was 22, but there was another one.
No, that's six.
And then three kids. Himself. Three kids, the wife.
Three kids.
The wife, the sister-in-law.
And her husband.
Her husband, okay, that's it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of people.
And then he took himself out.
Yes. In a Santa suit.
Yeah. And just...
So I guess they were in the middle of doing their Christmas morning unwrapping of presents, because there was wrapping paper spread around.
Yeah.
He
showed up and started firing.
Yep. He did. So I just can't imagine what they were feeling when he comes in a Santa suit like that. And why wear the Santa suit? Who's he trying to fool?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe if he showed up just as himself, they'd kick him out or something.
But if he came up, there were two handguns. So if a guy in a Santa suit comes in with two handguns.
Well, maybe the handguns weren't apparent at the beginning. Maybe I'd like to think that he showed up as Santa to make it easier to gain entry.
Okay. Why would you like to think that?
Well, because otherwise I think it's all this horrible stuff.
Oh. Pretty weird.
Beyond weird.
Obviously, someone who was fighting some mental illness.
I think so.
Yeah.
More than obviously.
And a beautiful family.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of pictures. Nice-looking family.
Yeah. So it says here, despite the problems, family and friends say they didn't expect anything like this. During the years, we sensed things, they said, but not to the point where he would take his own children's lives. And that's pretty strange. Now, where do you think they came from as far as their culture?
Well, they're Middle Eastern.
And I thought that Middle Eastern culture really valued their children, especially their sons.
They do.
Yeah, so that's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking of, because I'm just a movie head. I'm thinking of that movie with, who played Gandhi?
Ben Kingsley.
The House of Sand and Fog.
Oh, yeah.
God, what a heartbreaking but wonderful film that was. But when his son died, he was just so tortured by it.
Right, he sure was.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a real downer. But this case is a real downer.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not sure you can get through the 12 Beers of Christmas with all these. These are just horrendous crimes.
Well, yeah. Do you want me to look for, like, more petty crimes to do?
No.
Some shoplifting and stuff? Maybe some funny criminals?
That's not our job.
Oh, okay. Well, a friend of the kids said that they were really close siblings and that they occasionally fought with each other, but they got along for the most part, and that they were best friends with lots of people in the community, very giving. Same thing with their mom, that she was just a really sweet lady.
Yeah, I mean, everything we read sounds like this is just an amazing family.
Yeah, right. Although it couldn't have been. At least not the father part.
Not the dad part, that's for sure.
Dad had problems.
Yeah, I wonder, my suspicion is that the mom initiated the separation.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. And I'm thinking there was probably a restraining order against him.
Probably.
Yeah. And, you know, certainly not to say in any way that this was something that is in any way acceptable at all. It's not. But I can kind of see where Christmas would make him more angry if he was an angry, estranged man. And these family celebrations are happening. Might make him more angry, more depressed.
Yeah.
But certainly there's no reason for violence.
No.
No.
But not to that extent, anyway.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, I don't have anything else to say about this except it's just a horrific crime.
Yep. And it was in a low crime part outside Dallas. This place hadn't had a homicide in over a year and a half before this happened.
Yeah, there are a lot of peaceable people there.
Yep. So it's a shame. It's really sad. And I really feel bad for, just think of surviving family members, like the grandparents, cousins.
No kidding.
There's a lot of people that have had a huge loss.
A huge close-knit family.
Yeah, one of the family members had said, you know, half my whole entire extended family is gone.
Yeah.
Pretty horrendous. Well, that's it for the crime.
That's it for number 6.
That's it.
We're halfway there.
We're halfway there. That's right. We'll talk to you tomorrow with episode number 7. Do you know what episode number 7 is about? We could give a little
I forget.
Taste. Oh, I think it's the Mission Valley killings.
Oh.
In California.
Okay.
That one's a lot more lengthy. Yeah. That's going to be a longer one.
We'll do it justice.
All right. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.